Local music is so widespread here that we sometimes forget to consider New Orleans musicians on an individual level. In the first installment of a new series from NOLA V called Listening to Locals, Brian Friedman sat down with jazz saxophonist James Martin, whose album Something's Gotta Give came out January 13th. It's a reflection on the grind, the late nights, and the hustle of the local music scene, as well as the travels that have taken him all over the world.
So James, tell us a little bit about this new album.
It's a reflection of the people I've met, the places I've been, my experiences and influences.
You're a local guy?
Yes, indeed.
And I understand you went to NOCA.
Mm-hmm.
How did that shape your career?
Tremendously. NOCA is a great institute for young musicians that are really interested in music to meet other musicians with shared interest. And that's where I met Trombone Shorty, and I started playing in his band for 7 years. So it was paramount to where I am in my career now and my education on the streets of the city.
There are many reasons to choose the saxophone, but what were your reasons?
I was kind of forced to do it. I was a guitar player originally, and when I was attending Rummel High School, I couldn't be in the Rummel Jazz Band playing guitar unless I was also in the marching band. And there's no guitar in the marching band. And because I knew something about music, he said, well, you could play the cymbals. And I was like, no, give me the saxophone. And my father played the saxophone at De La Salle, also the clarinet, which is a drum major. And he introduced me to the saxophone, really. And it was an instant love at first sight.
Well, I was going to ask, you know, who are some of your influences? And obviously, if you've been playing with Trombone Shorty, he's one. But are there any others that shaped your music?
Yes. I love New Orleans music, and for some reason I have this fascination with New Orleans pianist because the only two cover songs on this album are the pianist virtuoso James Booker's Too Much Blues. I did a sax arrangement of his song, and also a tribute to one of my personal heroes, Alan Toussaint, with his Southern Nights.
What's something about being a musician in New Orleans that no one really understands?
I feel like a lot of people don't understand the grind that it takes, the late nights, the hustle, and because there's so many musicians, there's just a lot out there, supply and demand. And fortunately, there's a huge demand. I think one of the things that has surprised me over the 15 years that I've been touring and performing throughout the country and internationally is the large contingency of New Orleans supporters and fans all over, whether it be São Paulo, Brazil, Moscow, Russia, or, just some barnyard in Virginia. There are New Orleans fans, people that love the city, people that will come out and support New Orleans musicians. And I think that's one thing that a lot of people don't see, especially just being in New Orleans.
So, James, when does the new album come out?
I'm doing an album release show at the Maple Leaf, January 28th, to celebrate my career, which also began at the Maple Leaf playing with Trombone Shorty 15 years ago. So I'm really excited about that.
How did that happen that night 15 years ago? Was it just lucky, or had he invited you to come play, or what?
He had invited me to come play. We were playing together at NOCA. And, we rehearsed a few times, and then it just happened.
So you're coming full circle.
Yeah.
James, it's been great talking to you.
Likewise.
For WWNO and NOLAV.com, this is Brian Friedman signing off.